You are listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us here on Wellness Wednesday. I'm Wellness Programming Producer Alyssa Lachlan. Today we have a very special episode of Wellness Wednesday. We have Chief of Staff of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, Dr. Ellen Hodges, as well as the Director of the Office of Environmental Health and Engineering, Brian Lefferts, on the phone to answer any questions you might have about COVID. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, great. Thanks. To go ahead and get started, Dr. Hodges, we've been seeing a lot of changes in COVID rates here in the YK Delta in the past few weeks. I wonder if you wouldn't mind giving us an overview of where we stand with active cases in the region right now.
Sure. So, yep, we're definitely on high alert again. We have been following state and national trends here in the YK Delta since the start of the pandemic, and as the cases have started to rise statewide and nationally, our cases have started to rise as well. We have over 50 active cases right now in 12 different villages, and currently 11 active cases in Bethel. These are our highest numbers since the beginning of the decrease of the cases that we saw after our winter rises. So 68 cases in the past 14 days. And the most important and most concerning thing to me is that we've had 3 hospitalizations in the past 2 weeks. And prior to that, our last hospitalization was several months ago. And this sort of corresponds to about a 4% hospitalization rate, which is really high for this virus and certainly higher than what we saw last winter. So we have multiple villages that currently have community-based transmission, although many of the cases that we see are travel-associated. So it's a person who has traveled recently either to Anchorage or out of state or to another village with an outbreak, and they return and they have a case, and then their close contacts get infected. So those are called travel-associated cases. But we do have multiple villages that are having community-based transmission. And community-based transmission just means that we don't know the source for every single case, and we are concerned that the virus is circulating in the community sort of unchecked when we start seeing cases with unknown sources. And probably the most important thing to think about when you think about our current high alert status is that many of the cases in the United States right now, about 83%, are the Delta variant, and about 56% of the cases that have been submitted for sequencing at the state virology lab are the Delta variant, including several cases in the YK Delta. And the reason why this is important is because the Delta variant is at least 2.5 times more contagious than the original strain of the virus. And it's possibly more dangerous. The jury's still out on this because this is a new variant, but it certainly increases your risk of hospitalization, and it may increase your risk of death. And I think the fact that we saw a 4% hospitalization rate or 3 hospitalizations in the past 2 weeks lends itself to this sobering statistic as well.
Yeah.
So that's a bit of the update on our cases in the region.
Yeah, and I just want to remind everybody listening right now that this is a call-in show. So if you do have questions for us related to COVID or any of the YKHC recommendations surrounding COVID, you can call in at 543-5985, and the 1-800 number is 1-800-995-8954. Thanks, Dr. Hodges. So, yeah, this Delta variant, we're hearing a lot of stuff in the news that it's way more infectious. You said it's 2.5 times more infectious than the original strain that we were seeing all through last year. And I guess that's, you know, that makes sense then why it's becoming the dominant strain throughout the United States and Alaska and probably here in the YK Delta. I was recently reading a study on the Delta variant that was conducted, and they were able to track one individual, and they sequenced that individual to make sure that they they look really closely at the genetic code of that particular virus to make sure that it's the exact same lineage. And they tested this person who was positive, identified 160 of their close contacts, and then they were able to PCR test every one of those close contacts every single day. And they noticed that with this Delta variant, the viral load from all of those contacts was over 1,000 times higher than what they were seeing from the Wuhan strain, which is a pretty significant jump. And then also one, another interesting thing they noticed was we used to see the average day from when a person was exposed until when they would convert to positive PCR tests was a little over 5 days. And with this new Delta variant, it was happening much faster. And that's, you know, maybe those things are all probably linked. This virus is much more efficient at replicating. And so you begin to have a high enough viral load to where you would test positive. But also, if you have viral loads that are sometimes over 1,000 times higher than the Wuhan strain, then it makes sense that this is a lot more infectious. So, it's a bit concerning. I think, if people were concerned that maybe they've been infected with the virus or they've been around somebody who's recently had COVID or they're developing symptoms, what are some ways that they could, right now, what's the currently the best way for them to come into the hospital and get tested? Or is there... what's the best recommendation we have for them?
Yeah, thanks. And it's really important that if you do think that you have been exposed or you have symptoms of COVID, which again are runny nose, cough, body aches, fever, sometimes diarrhea, headache, loss of sense of taste and smell, those are real common signs of COVID. With the Delta variant, the headache might be a little more predominant than with other variants. But people can come to the hospital every weekday, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And if you come to the main entrance of the new building, not the ER entrance, but that main entrance, and just let the person, the attendant at the door, know you're there for testing, they'll direct you to the area where we're offering testing for everybody who comes in. We also can test people through our emergency department, but for the most part, people should just come to that entrance and say they want to get tested. And if you live in a village and you're listening today, you can call your community health aide or your clinic, and we can arrange to get you tested out there. But I think it's really important to get everyone who has any symptoms tested. And although people who have been fully vaccinated are lower risk for catching COVID, they certainly can still have COVID, and we think, especially with the Delta variant, they might be able to make other people sick. So even if you've been fully vaccinated, if you have symptoms, especially if you've recently traveled, we think it's really important that you go ahead and get tested right away. And isolate yourself from everyone else while you're waiting to go get tested and while you're waiting for the results. That's really important to prevent the spread of this very contagious and dangerous virus.
Okay, yeah. So if I think I might have been exposed or and I'm vaccinated, or if I have any symptoms at all, I should go to the main entrance of the new section of the hospital and tell them I want a COVID test. That's Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Do I need to call ahead if it's outside those hours to go to the emergency room, or what? Can you remind me one more time what to do there?
Yeah, so if it's outside those hours, you can go to the emergency room. We're really trying hard, though, for people not to go to the emergency room just for COVID testing. We'd like you to come to the hospital to our designated area for testing. But if you're feeling sick, especially, it's important that you get tested and make sure that when you check in, you tell everyone that you think you might have COVID or that you've been exposed to COVID, and that for sure you keep your mask on over your mouth and nose at all times.
Okay.
And
you mentioned... Oh, sorry. Caller?
Yep, here she is.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Good morning. My name is Lena. I'm calling from ACAC. In regards to Delta variant, is it around the YK Delta? Because one guy is posting in ACAC that he may have it and probably has some symptoms. And I'm just wondering, are you guys posted on the YK page the difference between the Delta and the other COVID? Is my question. Was the first one that this is getting a from Delta variant? Okay, I'll just stop and listen. Okay, I'm going to go to the radio.
Okay, great. Dr. Hodges, were you able to hear that question?
Yes, I heard the first part about the Delta variant being around in the Delta, which is...
Right.
We definitely have it around here. Over half the cases that have been sequenced at the state virology lab are the Delta variant, and so it's definitely in our region, and it's definitely circulating. So most of our new cases are probably the Delta variant. But I didn't hear the second half of that question.
I think the caller was breaking up a little bit, but they mentioned there was somebody in their community who was getting sick. Anytime anybody's symptomatic and they think they might have COVID, we recommend they go get tested and isolate themselves. Don't wait for that COVID test result to come back before you would isolate yourself from other people. Start wearing a mask. Try to stay physically distanced as much as you possibly can from others. And then call your local clinic and try to schedule a test. Let them know you're symptomatic and you think you might have COVID, and they should be able to get a rapid test for you. If that comes back negative and you're symptomatic, we'll either schedule you right away for a follow-up test, because sometimes we have false negatives with rapid testing. So we'll schedule with a follow-up test, or we might collect at that time more sensitive test, a PCR test that we can send off to Bessel to be ran in Bessel to confirm that it's something other than COVID, or that you don't have COVID. So the important thing, two important thing, messages there. Anybody that's symptomatic, please start isolating yourself. You don't want to accidentally give it to someone else. And then make sure you follow up and try to get tested right away. The tests we have all pick up the Delta variant. We're seeing the Delta variant, the dominant strain in the lower 48, dominant strain in Alaska. And so we suspect it's probably the dominant strain in the YK Delta 2. We collect a lot of specimens for sequencing, but about what's the turnaround time on those? Do you know, Dr. Hodges, it's quite a while.
Yeah, when we send the test off to the state virology lab, it can take up to 1 month to get the sequencing results back. So right now we're getting results back from stuff that we sent them in June. So it's important that Brian made a couple of really good points there. One is the test we have does detect the Delta variant. We don't need a different test for that. And it's really important that you isolate yourself right away if you start getting sick, and go ahead and get tested as soon as you can. But the good news is, I think it's important to mention that the vaccines that we have are highly effective against this Delta variant. And I think it's the Pfizer vaccine, which anyone who's aged 12 and older can get, or the Moderna, which is aged 18 or older, or Johnson & Johnson, which is 18 or older. These vaccines that have been approved for emergency use by the FDA are all very effective against the Delta variant and all strains of COVID. So that's another really important thing. And maybe, Brian, you could remind everyone how to sign up to get a vaccine.
Okay, yeah. We're just so lucky to have two wonderful tools to be able to prevent yourself from getting COVID and from giving it to others. It can help a lot to protect yourself as well as others. You can get that locally at any one of our village health clinics or here in Bethel. If you want to sign up for the vaccine, we ask that you go online to ykhc.org and fill out a survey to request it. The reason we do that is because there's a few different doses, a few different shots in each vial. So we generally try to schedule it so we have a few people come in at once to get vaccinated. So you sign up online, and then somebody will call and schedule you for an appointment to come in and get vaccinated. If you don't have internet access, or you're just not comfortable going online to do it, or your internet's slow, we have a 1-800 number that you can call. 1-800 1-800-478-6599. I'll say it again, 1-800-478-6599. And somebody will, that answers that phone will be able to take all your information and get you signed up to receive the vaccine. If you don't call the 800 number, if you're calling locally, it's 543-6420. That's the main line for OEH, the Office of Environmental Health. 543-6420. The individual who answers that phone is speaks Yupik and Chupik and can help if you if English isn't your primary language as well. So we want everybody, you know, call that number, get signed up for the vaccine, or go online to YKHC.org and fill out the survey to get signed up, and we can get you vaccinated quickly.
We have another caller.
Yeah. Oh, sure, great.
Here is Susan from Bethel.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, first thing I want to bring out is a Bethel Family Clinic, 543-3773. They're also giving out the COVID shots.
Oh, yeah.
And at this time, there's gift cards, too, that are available, $100 gift cards. And I'm sure YK's giving those out, too. But in any event, I have two questions. One of them is a lot of people are telling me, oh, they don't need a shot because they already caught COVID. So I want you to clarify that, yes, they should, and why. And then the other question is, would it be beneficial to go ahead and resume testing at the airport? Those are my two questions. I'm going to hang up and listen for answer on the radio.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Those are great questions.
Thank you. Yeah, those are really great questions. I'll take that first one, and then I'll let Brian talk a little bit about testing at the airport and test positivity rates and things like that. So, so if you've already had COVID, yep, it's super important that you still get vaccinated. And I think of it like this. So when you get a COVID infection from the previous strain, we sometimes call that the Wuhan strain or the native strain, you're still vulnerable to get reinfected from these new strains, especially with the COVID Delta variant circulating around in our region. So getting vaccinated helps your body fight off those infections as well. So you're vulnerable to reinfection, and you absolutely should get vaccinated anyway. The other thing is natural immunity. The immunity you get from having had the infection is something that we think fades with time. And so it's really important to understand that at about 90 days after you've had that infection, you're sort of vulnerable to reinfection with either the original strain of the virus or a new strain. So reinfected is a big problem and can lead to lots of complications from COVID. COVID is one of those sort of unique viruses that causes a lot of trouble. It's a pretty dangerous virus when you think about the viruses that we have circulating in our lives. So definitely, if you're previously infected, we definitely want to vaccinate you. We prefer not to give you your vaccine while you're in isolation from your infection. So for that 10-day period, or sometimes a little bit longer, surrounding the period of time when you actually have COVID, it's not dangerous to get the vaccine in that time period. It's just that because we have to observe you for 20 minutes after your shot, make sure that you don't have an allergic reaction. We want to make sure that nobody else gets exposed to COVID while you're waiting. So that's why we kind of prefer to wait until you're out of that 10-day window to get the vaccine. Although people who have gotten vaccinated in that time period, they do okay. It's not dangerous to get vaccinated in there. And then resuming testing at the airport. Brian, could you talk a little bit about sort of test positivity rates and how we monitor that to kind of do our community-based testing to look for new cases?
Yeah. A few times a week, we actually look through all the tests that are performed in the YK Delta, the total number of tests. And the ones that we have results for in the past week, and we calculate what we call the positivity rate. And the positivity rate is just simply the total number of positive tests divided by the total number of tests that we conducted. And there's the reason we do that is to get a general sense of how likely we think we are catching the majority of the cases. If you have really low case rates, there could be a couple reasons for that. One, you could have fewer cases of COVID in the YK Delta or in your area. Or you could just not be doing enough testing. So we generally want to see a positivity rate below 5. And right this last week, our positivity rate was about 3%. And so right now, we think we're doing, generally speaking, enough testing in overall in the Waikiki Delta. We have some pockets, some villages where there's they may be experiencing outbreaks that individually have higher positivity rates, but overall for the region, our positivity rates low enough that we think that we're catching the majority of the cases. And so that's one of the metrics that we use to regularly gauge whether we're doing enough testing, whether we need to try to encourage more people to come in and get tested, and whether we maybe need to expand our testing options, like through programs such as the airport testing. That the airport testing takes a lot of resources, and so you know, we look at that overall, and we're constantly evaluating whether that's the best use of our resources, or if we might be able to reassign some of those to help with other aspects in our efforts to kind of control the disease. So right now, we're not engaged in doing airport testing. We really, you can't test enough. So if we want people to come into the hospital, we'll make it available really easy. Anytime you're there for whatever reason, if you're, even if you're not symptomatic, if you're unvaccinated, go ahead and get tested. If you're vaccinated, we only want you to get tested if you're symptomatic. You know, and of course, anybody that's unvaccinated, get tested whether you're symptomatic or not. After travel, we still are recommend, even though we're not offering the testing up at the airport, we're recommending testing for people who've recently traveled and are unvaccinated, or travelers who are vaccinated that are symptomatic. If you're symptomatic, you should test immediately, because yeah, it's likely, I mean, it's possible that you have COVID, and if you're symptomatic, then it's likely that your viral load's high enough that the test would detect it. If you've traveled, though, we want you to test upon arrival. It's not a bad idea to test if you've been gone for a few days. But then I think a lot of people miss this second part. We also want travelers to test, if they're unvaccinated, to test 7 days after they return. That's because it can take a while for the virus to replicate inside your body enough times to where you would have a high enough viral load to test positive. If at any time you become symptomatic in those 7 days, you should test as soon as you have symptoms. But even if you don't become symptomatic, test again a week after your travel. That way, if you were exposed during your travel, we could pick that up a week later. And so that, yeah. You know.
And Brian, should people who are unvaccinated maybe quarantine after they travel too until they get that second negative test?
Exactly. And for the same reason, you know, you don't know if you were exposed on the airplane. There's no way that test when you landed is going to pick up that virus. It's going to take a few days for you to convert to where you could test positive. And one of the scariest parts about this virus that we talk about sometimes but maybe forget is some of your highest viral loads or the times when you're the most contagious are 2 days before you develop symptoms. So if your plan is to say like, hey, I'll quarantine if I start getting sick and then I'll just stay away from people and not get them sick, you know, when I have symptoms. It works for some viruses, but not for this particular virus because and I think that's one of the reasons why it's turned into such a massive pandemic. There's a couple days before you develop symptoms where you're highly infectious and can give it to others. So quarantining until you get that test at 7 days after you return is still the recommendation for anyone who's unvaccinated and, you know, and then get that test at day 7.
Yeah, I think that's important to emphasize again that after travel, especially if you're unvaccinated, it's so important that you quarantine, especially from even in your own household. You need to stay masked up and away from everyone in your household if you're unvaccinated. Many of our cases that we're seeing right now, especially these cases, we currently have 11 active cases in Bethel, and many of them are associated with travel and then people who were exposed to the person who traveled. So if you recently traveled and you're unvaccinated, it's really important that you go ahead and isolate yourself. So Brian, I have another question. Let's say I am fully vaccinated and I have symptoms and I get tested and I'm negative. Safe for me to go to work and not wear a mask, or what would be the best process there?
So you said you get tested at day seven?
Well, I'm fully vaccinated and I don't feel well, so I get tested and I'm negative.
Okay, yeah. If you're fully vaccinated and you don't feel well and you get tested, we're asking everybody that's symptomatic for any sort of symptom at all not to go to work. You know, right now it's really important time to have a symptom-free workplace. We don't want you to accidentally give COVID to somebody. If you're vaccinated and you're symptomatic, it's possible you have COVID and could give it to others. But also you might have another virus. And we don't want you to give that to somebody else too. So symptom-free workplaces, symptom-free schools, it's a really important time right now to just be extra cautious and stay home. And stay away from people in your house. It's not a bad idea to wear a mask and try to isolate yourself from them too. So seek testing. Even if your test is negative, if you're symptomatic, depending on the type of test we might collect, follow-up PCR test, or we might ask you to come back in a few days and get tested again.
You know, we're talking a lot about masks, I think, in the public as well as sort of here at YK. And I think it's important to remember that masks are one of the best ways to prevent the spread of COVID. Masks protect those around you. If you yourself happen to have COVID, that's probably the best benefit of wearing a mask. So even though there isn't a requirement from the CDC to wear a mask while indoors if you're fully vaccinated, I think it's not an unreasonable choice to wear a mask. I'm fully vaccinated myself, and I have been now for many months, but I still wear a mask whenever I'm in an indoor space with people who aren't in my own household. So, for example, if I go into AC or another store, I always make sure to keep my mask on. And I think that's just because I'm concerned about the Delta variant circulating around, and I want to make sure that I can protect absolutely everyone around me and protect myself a little bit as well. And so I think that masking can kind of be confusing for people, but the best case, especially with the Delta variant cases and cases starting to surge, I think it's important for everyone to feel comfortable and safe wearing masks at all times, especially if they're indoors and they're around people who aren't in their own household. That's a really good reminder. It's one of the reasons why in our new school guidance that we just released this week, we're still recommending that even fully vaccinated students in school wear a mask if the community doesn't have, you know, at least 70% of the total population vaccinated and no local cases. So I think that the mask wearing can kind of be a little bit confusing for people, but especially with the Delta variant starting to surge, I think wearing masks indoors at all times is not a bad path to take right now.
Yeah, excellent point. And I do the exact same thing for the exact same reason. I'm vaccinated, and so even if I develop COVID, I'll probably be okay. You know, the vaccine is highly effective against getting the disease. If you do get it, it's effective at preventing hospitalizations and deaths in vaccinated people. So it's great to get vaccinated to protect yourself. You're much less likely to give it to other people. But it's still possible I could be infected and give it to others and not know it. And so I wear a mask whenever I go anywhere indoors in public to make sure that if I do have it, I can protect all those people around me. And
you were talking about it's a very easy thing to do. You were talking about the Delta variant and those really astronomically high viral loads. And I think it's important to remember that that's one of the reasons why vaccinated people might be able to spread it, even if they themselves don't get that sick. So I just think that for now, until we really get a handle on this Delta variant surge, that wearing masks when indoors is probably just a really good idea for everyone.
Yeah, and along those lines, there are some studies saying out there starting to say too that it's possible to get it in shorter periods of time than we used to as well because of the high viral load. So, you know, you used to think if you're close contact, you're more likely to get it. And you still are more likely to get it if you are around somebody quite a bit, less than 6 feet for more than 15 minutes. But, you know, with the higher viral loads, it's possible to spread it, much more likely to spread it in shorter periods of time as well. So, you know, again, just wearing that mask when you're around anyone is just an easy thing you can do to protect everyone around you. I think that brings us to 10:30, which I believe is the end of our show today. If Elle, are you still on there?
Yep, I'm still here. You guys can wrap up whenever you'd like.
Okay, great. Right. Yeah, well, I just want to thank everybody for the opportunity to have this show today. Like we've been saying throughout, if you haven't got vaccinated, please consider getting vaccinated. It protects you and it protects everyone around you, maybe even more important. If you're young and healthy, you can still get vaccinated to protect anyone that you're around. It keeps you from getting sick and it keeps you from getting them sick, even unknowingly or accidentally. We'll be doing this show every few weeks, every third, I believe, Wednesday of the month. So if you think of questions, in the meantime, you can always call YKHC and we can help answer some of those questions you might have. But also, this is a call-in show, so spread the word and we'll be on again in a few weeks.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you to Dr. Ellen Hodges and Brian Lefferts for joining us today for our first, but definitely not our last, COVID call-in show. You can catch us again on August 18th at 10 a.m. right here on Wellness Wednesday. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Catch us every Wednesday at 10 a.m. right here on KYUK.